What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Movies Chat. My name is Eric Davis, and with me today I have Scott Weinberg, who's a critic for FearNet and Twitch, and he's an editor here at Movies.com. What's up, Scott? How's it going?
Eric, how are you, sir? Congrats again on the arrival of your son.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So today I have Scott on the phone. We have Kevin Smith made an announcement today. He has a new television show that he's going to be doing on Hulu called Spoilers. And why this interests us is because it has to do with movies. And he's apparently going to be discussing this summer's movies with an audience of regular people and going to see the movie with them and talking about the movie with them. And he'll also have people that worked on the movies. He'll be sitting down for conversations with them. And this is his new show, causing a little bit of a stir in the movie community, I think, today. Scott, you have plenty to say on the topic. You're not the biggest Kevin Smith fan. So why don't we start by saying, what is your angle? What is your view of this show?
Well, just to clarify, it's not that I'm not a Kevin Smith fan. I like a lot of his movies very much. And I've made a career out of just, there are plenty of filmmakers whose films I like who I wouldn't want to sit across a dinner table from. And I don't wish them any ill will. I wouldn't want to go have a picnic with Michael Bay. And at this point, the way he's acting is I don't have much regard for Kevin Smith as a person, because he just, he talks a lot of shit. And, I respect his pop culture status. And if he came out and said, hey, we want to make a television show that shows blockbusters and medium range and indie films from the Joe moviegoer perspective, and we think it'll be a fun kind of talk show for movie nerds, I'd be the first guy in line to say, that's cool. But, it's always these smug little dismissals and digs at myself and my colleagues, and obviously not me individually, but I take it personally. He seems to have a chip on his shoulder for anybody who doesn't have to pay to review something or see something. There seems to be some disconnect with him where, let's put it this way. Half the films I review for my various outlets, half of them I see at press screenings, and half I pay to see.
Well,
you wouldn't know it from the final product.
The interesting thing that Kevin Smith does is that, if you watch some of the previews for his show on Hulu, you could see him kind of taking jabs at film critics. We're paying, we're going to see it the day it comes out, yada yada yada. But and he gets film critics all riled up, and then everybody writes a piece about his show and it gets promotion. And I feel like, to a certain extent, Smith knows that this angle that he has really gets people excited and gets people writing about what he's doing. So to a certain extent, I think that he uses it as a marketing tool. He likes to get film critics pissed off because they wind
up
writing
about
it.
I responded when I had a few off-the-cuff, wise-ass Twitter remarks, and then you called me up, or we got in touch and said, hey, let's do this. Let's talk about it now while you're fresh. And here's the thing. Yes, there are some percentage of film critics, I'm sure. I personally don't know any, and that's the truth. But there are some whorish fat cats who sit around and get free perks and trades and will give up their name for a thumbs up, not or a four stars, or, there are. In any field, in any industry, there are bullshitters. But the vast majority of film critics are people who are like, love to write, love film, and are lucky enough to have an outlet or two that will pay them enough to pay the rent. I don't get paid more or less at FearNet if I like or dislike a film. Twitch doesn't give me a bonus if I give something a positive review. I get paid flat for what I write. My opinion is one guy's opinion. All right. Now, what bothers me is that Kevin Smith, the success that he's had obviously comes from himself, because he's a writer and a producer and a wink director. He's earned it. He really has. Okay. But without fans, yes, and journalists, not just critics, but film writers in general, getting behind his films, and not just Clerks, but his medium films, he owes a small portion of his success to that open-minded, free-thinking film critic group. And then he threw that entire group down the river for a piece of admitted work for hire that turned out to be a piece of crap. And he still has a chip on his shoulder because the critics, as if it's a giant blob, hated cop-out. So that nullifies and you know, destroys all the goodwill and all the good things that we've said about his films.
I also think that I feel like film critics in general who are upset about this, it's sort of like a breakup with a girlfriend that they can't get over. And anytime Smith starts talking about movies and starts kind of going in the direction of critics and people that see the movies for free because he likes to kind of dig it, it's like breaking up with a girlfriend and seeing her post things on Facebook kind of indirectly about you. But you know it's about you, and I think he likes to do it, and I think film critics, I kind of need to get over it by now, in my opinion.
Fair enough. You know what? Fair enough. That's fine. But here's the thing: he in this piece that started at Wired, and I found it on IndieWire, both good pieces, pieces. Why do we have to review films? Why can't we just review films? It's a clear indication of how little he knows about what people in our industry do. From Roger Ebert on down to the guy who just started his blog because he wants to write about film and share his opinion, or maybe, God forbid, turn some people on to something that they might not have heard of. That's what we do. And it's, a byproduct of that is, Avengers was much better than we expected, maybe, or Dark Shadows was much weaker than we expected. But you know what? We also stand up on the fence and scream, go support The Cove, go support Attack the Block, go support The Raid. That's what we do, okay? And when Kevin Smith, when he's, put aside his personal stuff with the way he feels about film critics or the way he plays to feel, if and when his next movie is some piece of great, clever, brilliant masterwork, I'll be the first guy to say it. I don't have to like the guy personally to watch his movies. I think his last two films are really kind of bad, the worst two films he's made, frankly. But I'm able to disconnect that from my personal dislike for the guy. He's shit on my profession. And, maybe I'm taking it a little too far. Maybe it's just basically just trolling that I should put down. But I know people who, have to pay their own way to go to Cannes. Why? Do they become celebrities? No. That's their chosen field. That's their passion. I know guys were sleeping on couches at Sundance in 20-degree weather so they can go see four movies a day and try and fight with all the other sites, jostle, I should say, to get their opinion out there and say, I love this movie, or, guys, don't bother with this one. Life's too short. It's for the real writers. It's about film. It's not about did we get a free ticket.
No, I know,
or
I know.
Did we get a screener in the mail?
I mean, one thing Kevin Smith does like to do is he likes to take these arguments that are very big and can go down a lot of different roads, and he kind of puts it into one sentence. He likes to kind of bring it down to one sentence, and I think reviewing films, I think there's a greater good to it, and he kind of dismisses that a lot, and I understand
I think Kevin Smith knows his stuff. Kevin Smith, I believe, knows horror films, knows comic book movies, knows action, knows drama. I still believe in his heart of hearts he knows that Cop Out is a piece of crap, but I believe that Kevin Smith is a smart geek. He knows what he's talking about.
He does.
But he still comes off like a blustery baby who can't take criticism.
Yep. Okay. I think
that's the problem I have.
I think I mean, I think there's this argument there, and I believe that I don't know if it's going to go anyway anytime soon. I think Kevin Smith is the kind of guy that instead of making up and saying, look, I was wrong, I shouldn't have said some of this stuff, and you guys shouldn't have said some of this stuff, I think he'd rather use it to his advantage. He's a guy who has mastered the art of self-marketing himself. This is a part of his marketing, his disconnect with critics.
I get that, Eric, but you know what? There's a way to do that. You know, there's a way to do, instigation marketing without smugly shitting on the people who helped in a very small way, but definitely supported. You don't think that when he had bad nights, he went home and would read, hey, there's a new review of Chasing Amy. Wow, that one got me. That one got it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think those things helped him and made him feel good and helped his career?
I definitely
not me. Hundreds of critics.
I definitely do. I definitely think that...
It's kind of a betrayal to say, you guys, look, I paid to see Clerks, and I've supported it for years and years. I paid to see Chasing Amy, and I probably wrote something about it, too. Does it matter if I pay or not? It matters on if you're a person of quality. That's what matters.
And I think if you got him down to it, I think he'd admit that a lot of these reviews helped his career. And maybe if he won't admit that, you have to admit that reviews, especially reviews coming out of festivals, help out greatly. I just had a Facebook message the other day from a director who has a film coming out, and I reviewed his first film out of Sundance, and he said how much it helped him get distribution for that film, and he wanted to thank me, you know, on a personal level. And I think that a lot of these reviews are helping films get distribution, they're helping people see films, and I think that is maybe getting lost in this debate on whether or not film critics pay.
That's something that a lot of filmmakers don't think of, and I'm glad you brought it up. It's something I had a verbal sparring match with the director of a small indie film called Detention. Okay, he had a problem with me, I hated his movie, and it went on, he had his release, and that was that. Kevin Smith has his rows with people, we write about the films. Like, there are hundreds of people that we've, you know, helped with their, you know, one review can help get a film into a festival, and then that festival gets it a sale.
Yep.
And I don't mean me or you, I mean, it could be anybody from Slash Film to, you know, any site you think of, any outlet, Wall Street Journal, it doesn't matter. But, you know, the filmmakers generally are only interested in their body of work and their next project. In a way, not to sound arrogant, but in a way, the guys who do this week in and week out, who write even more than me and you, are like the gatekeepers. We're the guys who, like, protect it. You know, the girls and the guys who are like, you know what, Kevin, when you have a movie, we'll write about it. I don't care much about the circus, and if your show wants to revere films, why is it called Spoilers?
Yeah. I mean, I think Smith is trying to appeal to the mass audience. I think one thing he's trying to say is, look, I love Ebert. I loved growing up and watching Ebert's review show, but I feel like there's a better way of talking about movies and having a sort of show about movies that celebrates movies that's a little bit different than just two guys, you know, going from movie, here's what came out, this is what I think, here's what came out, this is what I think, here's what's on DVD, here's what I recommend. And I think
Eric,
I think there's another format, and I like his format. I like how he's going to bring all
these people in. I have no problem with
it.
I think it's a cool format, but here's the difference between the only difference. Now, to some people, this will sound arrogant, and to some people, it'll sound humble. But the only difference between a movie lover and a film critic is, like, knowledge and the ability to articulate something. Most people I know about films. They know, they understand foreshadowing. They understand subtext. They know what pacing is. They just don't have the interest or the inclination or the talent to sit down and talk or write about it for an hour. That's the only difference. I can sit and write about it.
Does the movie going audience, does the regular movie going audience need that in their life? Do they need they need that knowledge? Do they just need 3 out of 5 stars? Hey, it's awesome.
Oh, good God.
Hey, it's
you know
awesome
what?
Ghost. I mean, is that all? But I feel like to a certain extent, that's what the movie-going audience needs. Do they need knowledge these days? I mean, Smith is saying with this show, I want to have a conversation with regular people. And that conversation, it may just include, I thought it was awesome. I thought the action was great. Remember that scene? It was awesome.
But here's the thing. Eric, you've been to a lot of film festivals, and I don't want to sound like a dick here, but the show at this point sounds like you walk up and down a line at a festival and listen to what those people have to say about films. Some of them are smart, some of them are dumb, some have insight, some don't, but I don't care. I don't care what a general mass group of 50 strangers think. I care what people who have dedicated their lives to watching or writing about film. I mean, like, if the general audience is out there, people I never meet or talk to on Twitter, or millions and thousands of people all love the Avengers or hated it, great. But it doesn't affect me in any way.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with you. Some people, you know, play devil's advocate. Some people may say, I don't need the person that watches movie. They think too much about it. I just want to tell me if it's good or not. I don't need to hear the person that studies movies, who went to school to study movies. I don't need to. I think you think too much about it. I just want to know if it's good.
Well, look, I didn't study film and journalism in college because I wanted to be smarter than anybody. I studied those things because they're the only two things I cared, like, was any good at. All I wanted to do was watch movies, and the only skill I had in any way was to write on paper. That was it. So, you know, I'm lucky, and a lot of us are lucky, in that we get to make a small living out of doing this stuff. But there's, like, a fierce pride of, like, you know, what we say has some value, you know? I mean, I'm a drop in the bucket. There are so many good writers out there. If you can't think of something to rant, where you're tired of the same old stuff, I can tell you a dozen blogs to go to, and you can make a list that would last you a year. These are people who write for the passion of it, and maybe pennies or dollars. And these are the people that, like, are the elitists that Kevin Smith would sneeze on because we got a press invite to Battleship. And that means I'm going to like it because I got a press invite.
I mean,
like, he's going to do something there. He graciously changed the name. He was going to call they probably chose it off the cuff, but he was going to call part of the show Criterion Corner. The guys over at that site got in touch and said, hey, would you mind considering a different name? And he immediately came back and said, of course, didn't really think about it. We'll change it. So, if they're going to be covering stuff like Criterion, no one's running to the store on the Tuesday it comes out so that Kevin Smith's TV show can review it, which means he's going to be getting three or four Criterions in the mail. Those are free product, if you want to be honest. They're review copies. It's also free product. And then he's going to have a big quandary where he is become what he was vilifying, which is now I'm reviewing product that I got for free.
Well, we don't know that for sure. You know, these could be copies that are already out, stuff he already owns that he purchased. We don't know for sure that Criterion
it's
is
subtle,
going to be
it's
set.
It's the subtle
set.
Implication, Eric. It's the subtle implication all the time that if you don't pay for a movie, your honor, your honesty is suspect. And if you can't see how that's insulting in any industry, I don't care if you're writing about film or if you're handing out prescriptions, if somebody says that your word means nothing, that's an insult.
I agree. I think Smith is a smart guy. I think he knows what he's doing. And he likes getting people riled up. And that's my personal opinion.
Yes.
And I mean, and we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, what do you think this show will be worth it? I know that you say...
I did not watch this comic book show because... It seemed like a comic book niche show version of a show I don't already watch. So it wasn't out of spite that I avoided comic book show, whatever it was called. Since this show is about movies, I will, of course, watch it. And if it turns out to be insipid, in my opinion, I'll say that. If it turns out to be half insightful and half goofy, I'll say that. And if it, you know what I mean? Like, if it's six guys standing around saying how cool Armageddon is and we should appreciate it as an art film, then I won't watch it again. You know, I just because the guy annoys me doesn't mean I have a chip on my shoulder. I am, you know, a lot of us are professionals, and he makes it difficult for us to be even-minded. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying you can't come back at critics. You can come back at critics, but have something specific to say. Don't just make a broad, sweeping generalization that if you didn't pay $12 to see Battleship, you're more likely to tell people to see it.
I agree.
That's insulting.
I agree. It's insulting. I agree.
Okay.
I think it is insulting, but I, you know, to a certain degree, I think critics need to get over it by now. I think I think they broke up with.
Critics were over it. We were over it. Nobody really talked about it anymore. And then his new show comes on, and he digs right back into that.
Yeah, because he knows it gets him some press. So you know, he goes after it.
Would we be talking about this if he didn't have a new show? He'd be like, "Why are you on this Kevin Smith thing from 2 years ago, Scott? Drop it. Write about something new." And I'd go, "You're right."
Well, I mean, look, he's got to get press for his show somehow. I think the show sounds interesting. We'll see. I think it's going to premiere June 4th. He's got a lineup of all of the films most of the films that are coming out this summer, some of the big ones, and we'll see how it goes.
If he was smart, I know he's smart, but if they were going to have a free idea, and I don't want to be invited, they would bring on L.A., New York, Chicago, a different critic every week. Somebody they might consider a stuffed shirt, or somebody they might consider low-key and cool, or somebody they might despise, or someone just different online, print, television, once a week bring on the film critic. And I guarantee you they come back with some surprises and some insights that they wouldn't get from, no disrespect, the Peanut Gallery.
I'm sure that that would happen. I think Smith's idea here is he wants to have a conversation with his friends and with the movie-going audience, and that's who he wants to have a conversation with. And look, there's certainly room for that out there. There's certainly plenty of room for film critics to have their conversation. I'm curious to see how it goes. We wish him good luck. Any last words before we get out of here?
No, like you said, despite his attitude of animosity towards the group that I respect very much, I look forward to the show, and I honestly hope it's fun.
We'll see what happens. Scott Weinberg, thank you very much, and I hope you have a good day.
Later, man.
Take care. Bye.